Because why? Because why? Because you cannot be tying yourself in a marriage contract. The woman is not married. It's impossible. So in a discussion about cult, about the muktzah, you can't do what we do sometimes, having the shuvah filled out by day and get married by night, it would be a no-no according to our mission. So we ask, according to that, that every believer should be a photo op, nothing more. Because the monarch is called the mishpah. Simon kuf tali hei sitte, that's where it stops. Tying yourself in a marriage contract, the woman is not married, it's impossible. So in a discussion about cult, about the muktzah, you can't do what we do sometimes, having the shuvah filled out by day and get married by night, it would be a no-no according to our mission. So we ask, according to that, that every believer should be a photo op, nothing more. Because the monarch is called the mishpah. Simon kuf tali hei sitte, that's where it stops. That you say by belief in cult or kinyano. It has to be effective at the moment that it happens. It can be effective later on. But that's not the handkerchief back in your pocket. It's simply enough to pay base and pay above and subit. Before the day, yes, on this. It's in one day and test of fish according to the Rambam. It disagrees. Because of Saturday, you say cult or by kinyano. That's the problem. They found a solution, Rabbi Kalman. He has a solution. On page Nun Hei, in his paper, and his Pirus Aruch on the Stubba, he is the whole Stubba, and he gives you a Pirus Aruch, he'll get married and read it. The Pirus Aruch tells you what the Stubba is all about. The Pirus Aruch on the bottom, and the Pirus Aruch on the behind the Stubba. He's got a bed of the Stubba. Because of the Kiddush Nifla, Nora, the Adir, and the only time of the Prophet called to Kinyana when it comes to Khalifin, is when Khalifin achieves a kinyan, a hafnah, a transfer of property. So we shall be discussing in subsequent shiurim, Khalifin is a magical kinyan. It can achieve two things. It can achieve transfer of property, and it can also achieve what we call a shibud. What does a shibud mean? A very fundamental term for this term. What does it shibud mean? An obligation, or a lien, or some kind of a indebtedness, which a person has upon himself, sure, relating to his property, but it's a personal obligation. So, Rav Kelemer is Mechadech, but the only time you say close to Kinyono is when it comes to Kinyon, when you want to take a Khalifa to achieve a transfer of property right now. Then, you want it to work now, it works. You want it to work later, it doesn't work. It's called for kinyan. But, if the purpose of the Khalifa is not to achieve a transfer of property, but rather to impose upon oneself a what? A shibud, then you do not apply the principle of kolta. And you want to make a diyak alush. What a fascinating diyak. I don't know if they believe it, but it's a fascinating diyak. We quote the Tosfos in the Sefta Kiddushin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos Kiddushin, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, it discusses this problem, this very problem, of Kolta Kinyana. They ask the Kasha, and in the Kasha, they use a word which sends him on his riot, is he so? So is the Kasha like this, it's a big Tosfos, Zidamasal Kigon. So does the Kasha, so does this. How is it possible, given the fact that there is a principle of cult of Kinyano, the cult has spent a long time about the conclusion, Shama Gimel, based upon many Gemaras, including, as I told you before, Bava Mitzvah, rather, Daf, Pei, Beis, Amud Aleph, is one of the primary sources of the Gimel cult. So the Kriktos the Kasha, he asked, how is it possible? Eichon u'konim shindav le'achazman kigon shiduchim u'shar t'noim. Shiduchim, as we mentioned already before, we've discussed at length. Shiduchim and t'noim means you accept upon yourself certain responsibilities at the moment of the engagement, if you will. The shidduch is completed. Frank tells the kasha, how does it work? Eichon u'konim shindav le'achazman kigon shiduchim u'shar t'noim. How does it work? If Kinyan Sudr is called for Kinyan, how does it fit with That's his kash. So I thought that was, Mamish, what I just said, that you see called for Kinyan applies to all situations with Khalifah. Where Telem is Medayik, one word. What was Medayik from? Yes? Kholim. He says, as opposed to Mishabdus. He says, Tosh, you have to use the word. Echanu Kholim, he has a bold print. Shum Dovalach Azman. So that's what the Chiagabas are called Gufa Mo, Ushar to Yubim. Masha Ein Kain Bitsubu. I don't know. I'm not convinced by the deal. And frankly, I don't quite follow his logic either. This is his follow. Look, every shibud, he argues, is not really binding right now. Nothing is changing hands right now. It's only changing hands later on. So if it's changing hands later on, he said, well, let's compare it. He gives a grumble laughter. Kuf lamadvav. Where a person's kona guf me'ayol or peres ve'achamisa. He gives the property itself theory goes over to the other party right now, but he wants to control through his life. But the payers, the de facto, the truth, will go over to the other party of the Akamis. So, Telem says, the same thing applies to a Shibut. Does it affect Guf Me'ayom? Is an obligation to the person right now? And the payers, the property, is actually given over, really, Liakazman. That's how he learns. I don't think it's Shadr all. That is the Shibut, the Shibut that comes to me, so I understood it. That I am obligating myself now, right this minute, I'm obligating myself personally to pay X dollars or to have property of mine be on the lien for time X, Y, or Z. That's fine and good. That's comparable to Guf Me'ayom Peres HaChamisa in some sense. But according to Rav Moshe, when it comes to Tznoit, to a Suba, when it's impossible to obligate yourself at all. Now, why is it impossible? Because right now you're not married. That's your question so far. It's impossible to even discuss any kind of obligation to someone in a marriage contract. You're not married. Not the pshat that you have a Kabbalah obligation now effective later on. The pashat is going to have motion to open a mothershah. If you're in the Kabbalah now, they can do it now already. And the whole concern is, it's impossible for a key to be told when someone's not married, so much is finished. But then it's going to be first talent entirely later on. So it should be a problem of close to Kinyon. Only one saving grace I have for Rav Kelman. He quotes the Rashbam of Alabaster Kuf Nun Zion. The Rashbam of Alabaster Kuf Nun Zion discussed the following concept called the Ikni. Every Tzuba has it. We didn't have to read a Tzuba because you always get the thoughts here and text to the Tzuba. But you may have heard in your dreams, in your distance, read the Tzuba, it says the Kanoi who the Osir Anol Mikna. Which means I put on the lien everything which I have already acquired and which I will acquire in the future. Rek Rashbam. How in heaven's name does that work? So Chazola Shalom Oleola. The property that you buy later is right now Lo Oleola, but it doesn't exist. It's not yours. How can you make the Shabbat? Says the Rashbam, you're right. It works at a level of the Rabbana. Hakonas Chazal. Here I'm telling you correct. If you accept that when it comes to Shibudim, the Chazal made Takonis, that even though something will narrowly be considered a Dovah Shalom Boliolam by normal rules and regulations, we say that the Apal Pikain is valid. Nope, that's the case. All questions, all bets are off. What do we ask the Kasha before? How do you have a Shibud that talks about a Khalifa by the Tzuba? After all, Kosa Kinyon, Dovah Shalom Boliolam. Everything is Dovah Shalom Boliolam. And Apal Pikain it works. So if it works, it works. If it's Takonis, it's Takonis. That knows that all logical bets are off. All she put in the customer working. Certainly for Dikni, with some kind of Takonas Chazal that it overcomes the problem of Dovah Shalom Boliola, then that can overcome the problem over here as well. Only thing is that I thought, you know, when I was taught by my fact, the longest that we were taught, that the Rashbam was not necessarily correct. You look at itself, in Simon Kuf Yud Bey, Simkot now, he has a Ma'arit who cribs on his mouth. The Ma'arit says that Pshat is no. But the reason why it's called, what is Shibud? Shiva is that I cursed and obligated with respect to X, Y, and Z. So the Gemara has, we had it last year, we discussed this when, that although I can't sell a double shalom al yolam, it's called Peres Deka, because the food's not in the world yet, what can I sell? I can tell you called a dekel liperoto. It's called goof liperoto. That's possible because right now the goof itself, the tree itself is here. I sell the tree with respect to its fruit. I only had a whole year last year, remember that. Mama's amazing, we saw it the whole year. So here too, that's what Marit says. What's a shibud? I'm a shabbat myself. I'm a shabbat myself with respect to my property. I'm around, Rav. So the first is Balei Olam. When the Boston is not yet Balei Olam. So what? It's not a concern of Dhamma Shalom Balei Olam. This shouldn't be a problem. I'm the Shabbat myself. I'm Balei Olam with respect to property I'll acquire later. So writes the Maharit. If the Maharit is right, there's absolutely no proof that Chazal made any special takon as far as the Dhamma Shalom Balei Olam working in the Shibuddha, as the Rashbam said. And then there's no right to Erev Talmud, that is. He hangs in the Rashbam. But I gotta tell you the truth, it's so like the Rashbam better than the Marit. We thought the longest the Marit is better. There's always a track of the longest. You know, whole story. But the Ktos itself is not so convinced. But the Ktos is right, and the Rashbam is right, and there is this a Takana, then Rav Kelman's word is correct. Takana. Don't argue. But you go in Iker Adin, I would say, no, this is a double, it's not a double shalom b'ol. Why? Because the first is b'ol. And goof me'el peres ha'chamisa is also not a problem because the goof is right now. But a shibud, but a guy is not married yet, his first is going to be chal later on when he's married, right? I can't be chal, nothing can be chal, he's not married yet. Then I would say it's kol sekinyon. So I just wanted to point out, the last paragraph, a beautiful piece of this very important and pivotal issue. So, come on. It's already worth the whole thing. So seven kibbutz, see? Just one thing like this already worth everything. Tell them that we told them the wrong that we had our north in the safer, and we're going to be coming to it more, but we just wanted to putting it away. We already have a kibbutz goal, yes? Well, I'm giving it as a rough comparison. You say that I'm around, so the kibbutz call on me, on my body now. With respect to profit, shall require later. That's okay. That's how the Maharit says. What about the Ktos? It's going to school 2 days. See it cut now. All right. That's Aleph for today. Number one. Now number two. We are digressing. I hate to do it, but I feel a pee of both puzzles to talk about this topic. It's not a terrible digression. It relates to what we discussed. It has to do with the Nakla Shiva. Sim and Tev, which we were speaking about earlier, which is what's called Machlas Gidur, Tat Yamos Kivakon Hashun. We're discussing what the Tat is. We point that it's an Achlas, what the word means. Some gave a mistaken interpretation, we assume. The Big Day Yasha. We understood that Kamen is divorced in the first year or two, and the property is returned. But the real Tat is, that's the real Tat, it says Machlas Gidur, Sim and Tev. No. If there'll be a dispute in the pen, the parties will have to live on a separate roof, which will be a P roof, then he gets promised to give 10 zuhubim. Look over 10 zuhubim, remember that's around me. 10 zuhubim, and then immediately, and then 10 zuhubim per month, and then if the sell and buy it, they'll get together, and if not, so, as an incentive for the guy to react to Bezdin, and ultimately it's an incentive to give again. If he, the sell and buy it proves to be elusive and impossible to achieve. So we discussed yesterday from the perspective of Asmachta. Some suggested it's an Asmachta, and the only reason it works there is because they have a power of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. And if Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker, then we understand why it should work. We pointed out yesterday that this point was brought up by a blind sleeper. Yeah, I'll read it to you. It's a page. It's in Ora Bezot. It says, Tishrei Tav Shin Nun. Page 72. Yeah, it says like this. He says, I'll buy your title. I'll put up a card here. I can't read it. Habayot al chatiyot anodot v'tchaivut zo berotem. V'tchaivot zo nishan v'tchotam v'shem asmachta. Ulam kifidib ebal nachal shiva. Tokef ha'tchaivut nobeh mitakona shum. Okay? Takona shum. Kitakona tatibur eini kufa la'otanam migbalot shul chodim v'rgilim. Therefore, in other words, what he's saying over here is takona shum. Doesn't have to beat the rules of Asmachta. Doesn't matter. Hefker vez and Hefker. Has an Ishtar. So that's the base. That's the base for Simitaz and Akashiva. Or for all the Takana Shum. But today we can't do that. So therefore he says he can't just copy down Takana Shum today. It won't work anymore. We don't have the power of Takana Shum. We already went through this before. Some said Takana Shum was never bubble. They did it then. We have the Takana school. But ain't not now. People who are right, people right in the snow. There are blinds and maybe it is bottle nowadays. So listen carefully. So the question is bottle nowadays to be then if obligated one stuff. We pointed out yesterday that Ashkenaz and Poland are two different minhagim. Ashkenaz was not based on Efkin Bez and Efkin, it was not an automatic thing. And yet they had it with the top opinion on it and write it down. You see the part not an Asmachta. Why not? I have a Asmachta. To explain it's based upon the Rambam. In Reish Chodesh and Reish Zayin Tif says what? Where he says that if you write down the Bez Mechoshim, it works. That every Shtach HaTizach is based upon that. As I read to you from the Nachashim and Sinu Chabalach yesterday, it's difficult to maintain that the life has done, although it's not printed yet, in his next article, I think. That we can't rely on that Rambo because there are those who disagree with the Rambo. Everyone relies on that Rambo. It's the whole team of it. Especially Ashkenazi. Like I said yesterday, Sephardim has different customs. Every day I mention the Sephardim has customs. Make sure that you got everybody see it. So the Pasha Pshad is that it's not an Asmachta, Pasha. But then at the end of the shiur, we discuss the question of Knaf. Knaf. So let's take a look and open up again the Shulchan Aruch. I hope everyone has the Shulchan Aruch again. This is where I spoke yesterday. In Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. And the reason I want to discuss it today, among other reasons, is... Yes. Yes, Bob Carl. He's given to get out of his own free will. So let him pay money. There is no question. Who said it's a problem? The problem is, if you we'll see soon. I got to remind you to tell you, I got to call yesterday to update Yerushalayim. Update my Yerushalayim case. I got a phone call yesterday. It's amazing. It's amazing how things are working out. Mamish. Ah. Remind me, I shouldn't forget. Just yesterday. Oh yeah, that's a good question too. Yes, Barry. Oh, very good. Barry, yes, why can't we do Hefker Bez and Hefker today? You do the Mamma Karmic, yes? It's on the Mamma Karmic. Yes, sure. Mordechai Barabaskar, Simon Top Pay. We'll get to that. Some say you can, but some say you can't. But some say you can't. Those who say you can. But those who say you can. That's what I time it. Those say you can. So they're not so the Takana Shum could do it. But we could also do it. If we all got together, that's the question. So we had Takana Shum, they all got together. Today we can't get together. That's true. What do you mean? You want to know what we mean? Not every Jew, but they had some short sense of autonomy and a kahila of Barabarosis. They had something, we don't even have that today. There is a difference, that's true. But one could make a case, you can say Hefker Bez and Hefker, then you can't say it now. But one could also make a case, you couldn't say it then either. We'll get to it. And if you make that case, then how are you going to say Pshat over here? You're going to say you're Master Ishali Alma based on that? So that's what we're going to discuss that as we go. Kufla Medalas and Dalas. As I started saying, one of the reasons I want to discuss it is the new get law. I feel a call to discuss it with you, Tamina, because it's a big problem. As a matter of speaking, I told you about it on February 28th, I think. It's going to be a, less than 4 weeks. It's going to be a whole day symposium on the United Writers. Supposedly sponsored by the initial rabbi, the new administration. It's been a very dormant group for many, many years, the initial rabbi. So now they're trying to revitalize it, to make it into a vibrant, rabbinical organization. And they're having a first conclave of these matters, with the at that time, was the get law. It's all very relevant. You see something. Says the Rambam like this. Rambam is in Simon Kuf, Lama, Dalet, Sif, Hey. That's how I'm going to show Dalet, Hey. There's two Hey's over here. I can't tell where Hey appears twice. Whatever. It's only one Rambam, but that's what you can see. Rambam, you ready? Yes, let's read it again. Rambam says, If Kibal al Aksnakos, if all you garish, will make me honest, may I have the follow Tala Gita Badav Arachab Yachal Yitzin Aksnas below the garish, it's up to him. The Yesh Machmir, I'm feeling the Chiyai Gavna. With Paul Vlachash Lachat Kibal al Aksnakos and Aksnas. I will call Giris to say that. I feel the Giris, we still have the Torah, the Shua, the Shua, the Shua, the garish. I get Pasha, Paul and the Kibal al Aksnakos. Period. So, the problem is, do we consider this case as the person who obligates himself X dollars with 10 zuvim, maybe we should consider it to be a knas. And as such, if it's a knas, even though he accepted it upon himself, then we should consider it to be a garish machma knas shekibal al atmo, which lechatchila it should not be done. So the answer is as follows. He never made a knas about the divorce. Now that this son of the man doesn't have divorce. This will be about model the son of Piru, the separation. He'll have to support it, he'll have to give in, he'll have to give an ex to him. That's not considered to be a snot directly with respect to Luke Gary. And I'll prove to you it's okay. Take a look at the Pisca Chuva. The Pisca Chuva are all very important to us. Guess what? All these three are very, very important. Let's see the end of the Tzvot Tet, towards the very bottom of the first column of Pisca Chuva. Now I'd like to start over here. Oh no, that's true. Do it. Oh, the Valdiga Kasha. I'm so excited. The Valdiga Kasha. No, because what kind of raya is this? It's nothing to do with it, but with our Napa Shiva Simon test. So the Napa Shiva Simon test, what happened over here? He accepted upon himself a new obligation to give 10 zuhuvas now and 10 zuhuvas every month, which did not exist because they're not Torah. Therefore, one by all, you have to consider to be a Knaas, even though it's indirect. I over here, here's totally different, argues Noah. Here, he didn't accept anything new at all. It's the old key of the Torah that he has, to give it, you know, a regular view of the zonas, etc. All it is, that he was mokel her chiyuvim towards him. He's left with his original chiyuvim towards her. So that's why it's not considered a staff. Because he never said anything new about himself. Gavald it now. Murdered it. They are connected, but if we'll see that later, Mem Zion. But if I forego your hair and I remain with my hair, so why not just remain with the original thing?
Restructuring.
Restructuring. Ooh, that's a matter of five things. Restructuring. But not a brand new key about the same with God. Wait, I gotta tell you, this point came up in my recent trip to Eretz Yisrael. And I was sitting in the living room of one of the Gedolei Hadayonos of Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav Simba Lipp Shlita. He is a Dayan in Abed in Tel Aviv, former teacher here in PI. PI, which is the president, was known as.
I mean, he doesn't have a degree. No, he's a teacher in
the part of the state. He's taught, when he got married, he married an American. He's an uncle of a son and Adam, and why she's married his aunt, And he was here for a couple of years, you know, I guess, you know, just starting out. Now he was older than Dula. He's one of the Gedolei Hadayonos of Eretz Yisrael. So I was sitting in his room with this Sinai. No, I'm Sinai, I said. How can you compare the case of the Torah's Gibson to the case of the Mitzvah and Shiva? There's no Nuchia, there's no Nuchia. He sits there like this. And he sits thinking and thinking and thinking. This, this conversation took place less than 2 weeks ago. This is when I was all of a sudden, he throws a bombshell kasha at me. I asked him a kasha. He throws out a kasha. Listen. Simple. Like this. There exists a Mishnah Lamella. You have to know. That's the thing. We'll get to these things later. There exists a Mishnah Lamella. The Mishnah Lamella is in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud. The Mishnah Lamella is in the south. We'll discuss later on in the Masechta, that's involved. But a person makes certain conditions, certain mechilas, on share, source, and owner, that there's not going to be an obligation to give food and to give clothing. As far as owner, marital relations, the Mishnah Lamella says, on such a kind of an obligation, there cannot really be a tanaya of a few. Tanaya of a mechila work for monetary things. Monetary things are going to be conditioned against this. Forgive it. When it comes to a personal obligation, since onos alo yigro, it's working in a certain sense both ways, he may not be a moreh, he may not be a moredet, even if they made a condition or they made a mechila, it doesn't really work. I think the mark of the work. But if it's enough, yeah, sure it works. It works as long as the person maintains his or her mechila effect. In other words, the woman says to the man, I'm Michael the Chivon. Oh, but she can go back on the word any day. Because you can't have a formal Mechila. Comes to money, so he has to support it. I'm Michael, all your money says, please drop dead. I'm not going to money go jumping away. But it's a monetary obligation, because it can exist. I'm likely all the billions of dollars supposed to pay me for the next 50 years. I'm likely for the whole thing. I have my own money. Goodbye. I don't want to be dependent upon you. You know you give me money for money. If I owe you $1,000, you're money for the money. Why not? And you can't go back on it. But when it comes to owners, writes the Mishnah Lamella, you can always go back. He can go back. She can go back. You know, it's not shy of a mechila on a physical obligation as opposed to a monetary obligation. But as a similar, this guy is involved in negotiations over again. That's what's going on here. The Torah's getting scared. He cannot accept upon himself an obligation to pay $1 million he won't give again. Why not? The Ramos says what? That's not my thousand no good. So what the Torah's getting recommends for him, he should forgive all her obligations towards him. She doesn't have to the passage from out here there. In this way, he remains with his Piyuvim. He can't say she's a, what we call a Moredis. Moredis is a Piyuvim, that's why we don't apply. She's not a Moredis, because he already forgave the obligation that she has towards him. And this way, most people in their right minds will give a get. Correct? Got it, everybody got it? Back to the symbol is tomorrow, back out. Tomorrow, back out. Then it'll say she's a Moredis. And if it's a Moredis, all bets are off. I don't think we're repent. Mamela, what have you achieved over here? He had a kasha. This is the kasha which he asked me. And I'm telling you, I'm convinced that when he asked me the kasha, he wasn't just wasn't playing with this. That was a kasha. He didn't know what's the answer. It just suddenly occurred to him this kasha. He sits for 5 more minutes. And then he jumped up and he said, the answer to this kasha is the answer to the normal kasha. You were in the room then, your mom is there. Spirit of Noam, the Emo Satara was there, the Noam Atara, the Noam Hashem. Oh, it's like this. Enachinami, he said. Enachinami, listen carefully. If all the Torah's given was referring to was the original Kiyav Atara of Suba, the Diyam, the Diyam, found the Shulchan Aruch and the Halacha proper, then this Kasha would be Gevaldik. He can simply back out and teach them already. There's no obligation whatsoever. The answer is, Noam, that in the case of the Torah's Gidden, he's also accepting upon himself a new chiyuv. And that's what the words mean when the Pesukei Shuvah calls the Lashon of the Torah's Gidden. The Torah's Gidden adds a few extra words. The Torah's Gidden says, what happens over here? He says, "Who yishoyer al chiyuvel shalom." Why did he say that? Why did Torah have to add those 6-7 extra words? Who you share? We know that. It's obvious. He got married. He has all the obligations that a husband has towards his wife. The answer is, Baruch, no. This who you share doesn't mean the normal chiyuv, which every husband has. That could have been raised by Karen by backing out the next day from the mechila on the Ono, on the Tashrish. It means it's a brand new obligation. He's accepting upon himself a new obligation. And this new obligation, as such, there's no automatic tour of Moredes. Moredes passes you from what? From the normal obligations that are found in Shulchan Aruch, found in Gemara. Then it's a tour of Moredes. But a brand new obligation comes upon yourself. There's no thing in Moredes. Just like if I accept an obligation towards a friend of mine who is going to be some contracting business. There's no psur moredes. Moredes is only a obligation. Moredes is a psur holding chiyuvik, some of which are found in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara. So even though he's obligated himself to a woman, and the woman happens to be his wife, a pure coincidence. She could have been a contracting engineer. Plenty of them now. Right? So there's not a set of obligation which is written in chiyuvik suva. It's a brand new obligation which he has towards his wife. As such, it's no tumor already. Even if he backs out there for tomorrow, because I'm no longer local the owner. Too bad, he's still stuck with his rental obligation to her financially, despite the fact that he's like granted a Moretta. Mimela Noam, then the Torah's Gittin really would be an excellent precedent for this idea of the Nafa Shiva, that a person can accept upon himself a brand new obligation. And so long as the obligation is not on give a guess, the obligation to give support, it's not considered a class not. Mamish, your kasha was there. In the holy city of Tel Aviv. No, no, not in the Mishnah, no. He's in the Mishnah, he's sent to the Choladeus. He's saying a different part over here. But it's a new obligation.
But the same new obligation is
to pay the money anyway. Because it's a due obligation. That's the more. Oh. Rabota. So we see the far that it's not considered to be in the category of not in any such situation. I got it to be honest with you though. The same as symbolist had a ray that maybe the Torah was getting to Shitosa. But then he didn't think it was necessarily horrible or tired. Look at the Torah getting over here. Look at this. Tip Tut and Yud Aleph and Pritz Ketshuva. Okay? Very important. Tip Tut and Yud Aleph. Everyone sees it's very important. It's really a critical. Pritz Ketshuva, Tip Tut and Yud Aleph. Tup Lamed Aleph. Everyone look at the start. It's one of the most important Pritz Ketshuva in Halacha Lamaisa in the world today, right now, in New York State. The whole get law hangs with the Pritz Ketshuva. Alright? I am the base Joseph, Shekhavi Bashemat Haraj base. Shem God's law is to mo, she steals his money. Ve'ena rota la hamakarachi garshena. And he can't, she won't give it back unless he divorces her. Ve'ena yachal la kofa bedin la vazira. And he can't force her to give the money back. He's forced everybody to give the guest to get his money back. Omaki dosa la hasid. She threatens to take away his money. Mama. If you won't get it again. Shem is stopping and givish mikoach also aisu yahav again mehusa or lo. He's not sure if he gets mehusa or not. Alright, he goes to a whole sugar for you, the yoyev, for you, the zav, and a sugar for the vashra. The aim is for a hefla, the yahav again mehusa. I understand the Torah's gift. Here we go again. Torah's gift. Everyone see the place? Everyone has it? No? Yeah? There's no doubt about it. I'm gonna be a shadow, certainly no good. Can't but do cake. The Irish are Isha Gosla Mamona. The Aina Rosa La Havzir. He refused to give it back. The Aina Maskeris of Aina Miskeris Klau Hagerish. Just say what about that? She steals his money. She walks into a town and steals $1 million. The Aina Maskeris also the Havzir Mamon Nairi be opened there. She doesn't say a word about it again. Holy Potter may also sorrow. Megarish Beatno. Jose Eshlod, the Lohav against Musa Cloud. It goes to a whole piece that since the get wasn't mentioned specifically, he didn't steal the money in order to get the get. She stole the money, period. He's a stunner thief. And now he wants the money back. He'll offer it to, you know. People steal your battery, they won't sell it back to you. No, that's the verse. It happened right over here. Why are you coming all the time out of here and why are you parking lot? They steal your battery and then they open to sell it back to you. So, you know, they steal your battery. What? Yeah, I'm serious. I'm very serious. Steal your battery and they say, you know, oh, you're looking for a battery? For $10, here's a battery. I happen to have a battery, I see it now, I feel bad someone took your battery. Yeah, I happen to have a battery which happens to fit your car, and for $10 it can be yours. You know, that's kind of shit.
Reinstallation,
that's right. Let's go, that's the Zabor, hold on, continue. Look on. V'chein, after the parentheses, V'chein ma'isim b'chol yom, she'a isha l'chomim mitzira la'abal b'gdela t'vomun of the shagvar, u'mach v'zeh megarch, v'ein isha chosh v'get musa, the Torah given points out, ma'isim b'chol yom, the woman wants to get a divorce, so she makes her husband crazy, she takes away some of his money, she breaks his dishes, whatever, she does, women know how to get under your skin if they want, including by taking away your money, and they give the get to get out of this problem, and we still say it's a good get? It must be, because he doesn't mention the word get in the fairies. Every day another dish breaks. After a while, he gets the message, you know? He gets the message. I thought it was a concrete pour. Have they ever told the concrete pour? Montreal? I told you the story. Guy in Montreal, he doesn't want to give a get. So they show their message, the guy who has two mafia concrete pours to his house exactly the same time. And they ordered to his house at 8 o'clock one fine morning. Each one said, I would order to, you know, $150,000 or, you know, this job here to pave over your sidewalk, or whatever it is. And they start firing each other. And they said, pull out their guns to try to say, what are you doing? You ordered it already. What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? You saw right away that they need business. But that's the case. You know, one could argue, doesn't anyone about get? The Chazon Ish, wait a second, anyway. So the Chazon Ish says this is no good. This is Torah's giving is wrong. Otherwise, he says, you can do anything. I put a gun to you and you are going to be dead in 24 hours. Period. That's all. Don't tell me about it again. And he says, well, who sent you here? Mr. X, who's the father of his wife once again. Did he tell you why? No. He told me I have a contract out in 24 hours you're going to be in the grave. This guy, smart fellow, doesn't look for it, runs to the bed, quickly gives it to his wife. So he says, good. Because if that's the case, so the whole thing of gets loose, that there's nothing to be where he says. Everyone just doing it, he just won't mention the word get. Has an itch. Says the Torah's getting this wrong. Nah, that's certainly no good. So the I might have the Chol Yom. The Maitre of the Chol Yom is trying like this. He does minor nuisance damage, he calls. So the Pshat is like this, Kavotai. It's minor nuisance damage. He's not divorcing her because of the minor. He can afford the minor nuisance damage. But she's a shrew. She's a witch. Who needs her? It's not worth her anymore. He'll give it again. Not the thing that he can't live without her. She's crazy. That's why he gives it again. But not because he can't afford to lose $2 and a broken dish, whatever other things they were doing to get under his skin. That's the bar.
Everything else.
But a large sum of money, if she steals it, and he just doesn't, the word get it done eventually, it would be no good. Time out. So Sinless is afraid that maybe the Torah is getting so she tossed them. There he didn't mention the get, and here he didn't mention the get. But it came to the idea of the Snaf Mahmadim just under 2 weeks ago. Yes.
Why does the Torah suggest to you that you don't mention the get at all?
Because we all know what it's for. Why does the guy come with a gun to you?
We know they don't want you.
No.
You know that when the woman's bringing it in every day in the
house. Yeah, but not giving his get because of the terrible loss of $2 is because he broke his dish. He broke his dish.
Yeah, but
and if she goes and grabs all his money.
Ain't nothing out of it, no good.
For sure,
it's not going to know that. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
not consenting to getting a get, then even if she says I want to get it, it shouldn't make a difference.
And nothing happened. And nothing happened. That's what I just said. I'm doing what they do. No difference wrong.
Okay, because according to the main thing is that
she doesn't get it. Right, she's breakfast
business.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, well, as I was about to say before, it was part of the settlement. The separation agreement, the settlement, both in court and settlement. Because they wanted the bed, the rabbi wanted to get a put into a state of limbo, throw out a shoe, whatever, they were under pressure to have against them. The family was going to tumble them, they were going to make other things, sure.
All the things are upstairs, which things? All types of pressure. We'll see that in a minute.
Hold on a second. Now, hold on a second. So, here's a big problem with the get law. What is the get law? Well, let me give you a bit of background. You may have come, who reads the Jewish press over here? You know, there's a campaign going on now for about 6 months or more. Since August, I think it was passed. July, August. You know, in favor of this new law and vilifying any rabbi was the gall, the audacity, the temerity, the insensitivity to be against this law, which is here to save all agunas, and especially one particular agunas. So on the second column, about the 12th line. No, earlier than that. Eighth line.
Yeah.
Seventh line. I will call him if he loves a lawler as low your son. I'll find a new line now. Haya. See the word Haya is up the line? Raka Kerim, Samu Aknatalov, Korav Azava Lokuli Alma, Kashina Leila Get Musa. The honest mom of the culture is honest without Kora Poski. Kora Poski. There's no other obvious. This says the Mishnah of Yaakov. Oh. So, wait a second. This is what the Mishnah of Yaakov. So, I was just in Eretz Yisrael, and this came up. I was with the privilege to speak to Rabbi Yosef Shlita, and he said, and I repeated this, that his onus not for Shabbat, his onus of Kol HaPosim. So I said, at the chutzpah, they asked him, Kol HaPosim? He said, come on, hear this. I will be showing him how that's onus not for Shabbat, and onus. I said, I will be showing him. So I always was the Makhlech of the Rishonim. Yo! He said, I will be showing him. And he points to the next to me. If they stop as the Zok as Rabbeinu Yeruchim, how that the onus not for Shabbat, is this going to happen? Some point Rabbeinu Yeruchim is disagreeing. They own it not with that all this machmas moment is an onus. They all say that even the threat of an onus is an onus. And they all say you cannot eliminate the onus unless you actually do something to literally remove the power which can compel it. Therefore, even though he walks into bed and says, I'm giving together my own volition, my own free will, nothing's bothering me, nothing's causing me, nothing. But if I do a brief of here the next week and I say, hey, I know what happened. There was a judgment out, the lawyer, the next day was tennis cancel, would have written them for $1 million, that gap is open. A very serious and major problem. Hold on. Nothing. So on both sides, let me go into some of the personal problems over here. The only question is, just be careful on both sides with I called up the assembly myself. The assembly
minister.
I played ball with him at RJJ. I mean, I know who he is. So I asked him, what's all of you? What's happening? What are you doing? So there's three rabbanim who say that it's good. Now, I'm not talking all these charlatans and twisted articles. I'm not discussing that. I'm talking about three real rabbanim who say it's good. There are a lot of people who are now for about 6 months or more. Since August, I think, when it was passed. July, August. In favor of this new law and vilifying any rabbi was the gall, the audacity, the temerity, the insensitivity to be against this law which is here to save all our goodness, and especially one particular other. I won't mention any names. But what's the new law? The new law is the following. There's a thing in New York called equitable distribution. Very important, you know, because it's just very relevant. Combat a very powerful journalistic force. So everyone has a few friends, you can tell them. I don't want to mention any examples. You put two and two together, then it's okay. So the equitable distribution means that the judge has the power to divide the property as he sees fit. This means he can give the wife some of the husband's property, the husband some of the wife's property, depending on who earns more money, who helps whom get a degree, and many different considerations. And that also, of course, is also an obligation which can be imposed either party to support the other. Not to give it in a one-time property settlement of dividing assets, but an ongoing full maintenance. He has to give to her, she gives to him, and again, depending on the various considerations. Now, a new law was passed, which said that a judge can take into account in deciding equitable distribution the fact that one party puts a barrier, any barrier in the way of the other for remarriage, which includes, by reference, incorporating by reference, a religious barrier, which is a barrier to religious marriage. That's time. The mail is like this. Let's say, for argument's sake, the judge would decide, in words for the problem again, that there's $1 million to Reuben and Sarah, to give $500,000 to Reuben and $500,000 to Sarah. Let's say, for argument's sake. Now that Reuben refuses to give a guess, the judge will say, all right, you're not giving a guess till tomorrow when I come to court, I'll tell your lawyer. If the guess is not here by tomorrow's judgment, all $1 million will go to Sarah. But equitable. You're being the agener, you're holding your up to preventing it from happening to be married. So it's equitable. You should lose $500,000 with it. That's one thing you can do. Plus, you can also say, by the way, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, I'm making the maintenance judgment. If you give the guest, it'll be $1,000 a month. If you don't give the guest, it'll be $2,000 a month. So what's the deal? In my humble opinion, the get mehusa. Get mehusa. Why is it get mehusa? Mehusa machmas moment. The Torah's given said is no doubt that mehusa machmas moment is mehusa. He is taking the fairish mamish because of the get. And the judge can't be smart and say, I'll leave out the reason. Because the law demands the reason be put in. You cannot talk about bay. The law demands that it be put in. So therefore, it's mamish against Mustamachmas Mamish. Against Pot. And the problem is, this puts a cloud on all given in the United States. Because any time there's a get in New York State, whether they're already the opposite, whether the students are already in court, and we all know the law, and the lawyers can flip references back and forth to the behind closed doors, you know, you better do this, because otherwise, you know, there's a section of such and such and such. So if the man knows that the game is up, or the judge can take away his $500,000 extra, or increase his alimony, take away his money, he doesn't give the get. He gives the get. Comes to bed, do you want to give the get? Yes. For sure. Any compulsion? No. So I say, what's the difference? The same as the case with the guy with a gun to his head. Do you want to give the get?
Yes.
No compulsion? No. So we know that when he says a gun, held to his head, yes, but then we get is no good. In a chinami. If I were the husband's lawyer, I would say, I've come to a bed. And bed would say, you want to give your own will? No. I say, well, why do you want to give the get? Because the judge has me over the barrel for $500,000. And then the bed, any good bed would write a letter to the judge. Your Honor, we want to give the get, but we cannot give the get in this because if it's get, we'll lose it. If it's get, this is invalid. And then the judge may have to do the judge and suck. That's how I would handle it immediately. I don't know what's taking so long for this to happen. I don't know. The get was on the books now since August. When did that work out generally? Only in very, very few cases. Almost no cases could this could be able to ask him to work. We've seen them in very few cases. Yes.
How can we
possibly
if I didn't get most in general?
Only where the husband's bad breath can you can't take it.
I understand. That gets the shadow upon the school of get worse. What kind of school is it if you have bad breath at work?
No. Because the Rambam explains to us when there's an obligation by Torah law for him to give a get, and the Torah says, I love it, declares that he's forced to give a get, he really wants to give a get. That's the famous element of Mugarish referring to Babel of the Kol. Deep down, he wants to do what the Chazal forced him to do. But if the halacha is that the Chazal has no right to force him to do it, then he doesn't want anything. Absolutely not. No. Well, we'll see. That's where we'll learn to turn up a piece. Are we? We possibly can't force to get that. Okay. You bet they should repeal the ghetto. But they're not repealing it at all.
Is anybody working on it?
Sure, there's all kinds of politics about it. I'm good at trying, but they're mamish. They're literally stonewalling the Agudah.
Who's they?
They're stonewalling. Who? The people who passed the law.
No, I mean, the New York State.
Well, the assembly who passed the law. It's stonewalling the Agudah. What does that mean? They demanded a meeting in August. It was supposed to be in September, October, November, December, January, now it's November. It wouldn't better than happen. Huh? Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. It's a small job. I think it's an outrage scandal. It's a terrible footstool. What? How did it get passed? The assembly didn't pass.
Yes.
Well, yes.
He introduced
it. They don't know. They voted for it. Of course, for us. That's going to get a guest. And we get to the other cloud. And we're afraid that one day they're going to say you're not really divorced. And it's going to be a from the cloud on the day. Who knows what's going to happen? But very serious problem. I've told you that one of those serious problems Jewish community has faced a long time. I think it's even makes brain death look poor. Because brain death, I mean, all the power, the hullabaloo and it surrounded it, you know, you can still, you know, the family can still say no. But here, it's a question of really putting a serious cloud on many years. I don't understand. I don't understand why. I can't figure it out. No. So hold on a second. I'll say it in a minute.
Patience.
Hold on. We're both tired. Stop.
Why not the first step?
Slowly. Be patient. Take a look over here in the Pisgei Tshuvah Sifat Yud. It's on the second column, about the 12th line. No, earlier than that. 8th line. Rakaferin, son of Aknatalov, Korra Vadova, the fully Alma, Kashina Lele Get Musa. The oldest moment of the all of this without Korra Polsky. Korra Polsky. There's no other logic, says the Mishkin of Yako. Oh, so wait a second. This is what the Mishkin of Yako. So I was just in Eric Control, and this came up. I was with the privilege to speak to Rabbi Yosef Sleeper, and he said, I repeated this, that as onus Rachasnovan is onus of Kol HaPoskim. So I said, I had the chutz for the Erkin. Kol HaPoskim. And then there's no summarizer. And Reuven didn't spell it out to me, but maybe that's what he meant. So my God, they wrote it to him, but they have. But she has gold to Reuven and ask him, what does he mean? Well, what about my show? Robert Reuven, please explain to me. Reuven, sorry. Yes, sir. That's another question.
Okay.
Okay, that's already, you're right, the details. All right, the two of the men is that some of them are reasonable. It's the subject, yes. Rashi, Subis, take a look. Sadi Zayin. Rashi says, by the Gureshet, it's right before the mission, I'm a babe. The Gureshet, the end of the Gureshet, is tied to the Amazonas. Why? Said Rashi, Kidderab Zayra. Some of Baila Chayim is on a Seba Chayim. Which is a little Kevet Bishvilo Li Nase. That's the Rashi.
What was given?
Kiddi Rav Zeyra. Tani Zayim Avey. Havel Yachal Nisa Lo, the Zilva Gerish and Havel. Vela Mizonis and the Sveik Alom Afkina Mamona. Hey! If Sveik Alom Afkina Mamona, how can you demand the maintenance? Maybe she's ready to do Rashi. Even if she's clapping, smile. Even if the Lord of Rav Zolos is the Gureshet, but in this world she can't remarry. That's called Mulkevet Yonasi Nachmaso. There is a brand new Chiyuv like Yidah Gabay, and it applies no matter what. The Rav Moshe holds it based on the Rashi about Masel Yidah the Yedah. Wow. That depends upon a whole Makhlech and Bava Vata, so I'm not going to go into that. Mishkan of Yagam Sim. That's what we talked at the very beginning. It's what we talked about. I am a Jewish Mishkan of Yagam Sim, and I'm a Kevet. That's where... And guess what? Who is Arab in some of me? Who's the camp? Guess who goes back and forth in the midst of the Yagam? Yes, three shivas back and forth. Yes. No. Same person. The same Sephraim. Sephraim's Alma goes back and forth, back and forth. The same as my Arab went back and forth. But it's an apostle. The Arab here, they go back and forth again. Three shivas back and forth, back and forth. Only thing is, it's not in the old base of Sephraim. Based on Prima Chazosis, so they have the whole kind of correspondence with the Mishnah of God. Continue. Vasha Omer Lo, call them Simas again. See a Suru may Allah call them Achrichin. Oh, before I was to take away all force which may force you, I like that to say fun. All force which is for any power which may be compelling you and convincing you to give the get, says the Mishnah of Yaakov, Kosha Hadavar Miol Dismach Azeh. You have to do something. The Vatla compromised. That's my theory. The verse is a Hiddish Nifla Menorah Ho. I find it incredible, but it's between the lines of the Tshuva, and if my theory is right, it explains Rav Dovid, it explains Rav Blue, it explains all this double speak. It's not getting to the bottom of it. Take a look at both sides in the Kuf Nun Dal. It's a few pages before, now it's Kuf Lama Dal. Turn the Kuf Nun Dal. And there are more seeds pop out. Number 4. It's paid the sum of 900 days in our prison.
What's it?
It's Simon Kufman Dallas. Seeds pop out and there are more. Well, let's see the top of the cabin. Then when they say, hey, what's the matter? It's forced to gotta get a gas. It's like this. The macabre says, it's a toast and silver. We'll get to it later. We just kind of see another kitchen. The defense of macabre. Call Eilu Sha'amru the Hosi, Kofan Afilu the Shoki. Whenever it says in the Gemara, Yosi the Tzuba, you force him with a whip. He gets a Rambam. Yes, I mean, the call is a member of the town of the favorite. Call from the Hosni, Ella Yoshi Bubak, which is in many cases, and call from the Shoshi. Ella Orlo, Kachonim, Kayakizu, Kala Hosni, Vim Lotosi, Mutter, the Cross, the Avarion. That's all. Call your bomb. That's the Rambo. We'll see all this later in the fifth parish. Okay, you think it's look for the Rabbosa, or the Hashmish, or the Lop of the Shoshi, the way I get Mutter. We're afraid of Hashmish, get Mutter, not there. Aber wenn die Eidsmol ist der Barbeiro, so, die Schnarrt wohl ist der Barbeiro, ist der Differenz, so, how often is that out? Na, und die Komako, with a little sample plan, the Komako, you call them, that we saw, I'll call you Israel, to the last of all, Shum Tova, or we to live in the world. Shema ben Atan. O Lomo Bona, 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 Okay, I got them. Can't put them in chair. But anything else short of chair, you may do. Anything else of this nature, you may do. Hold on a second. Hold on. Bet Rabbeisha, how can you do that? How can you do that? Isn't that worth taking away his money? So much of Kasha. Here in the same Tshuva. Shema Kuf Lamadayim. He says, both the Rebbe Rambo, Kuklamadayim is with us. That is, Lepora Endoch of Kfiya, the Dolan is there, to go Ruah Akli Olis Mamun Rav. Not dealing with them, not bringing them to his kids, not burying them, not having them doing anything. That's worse than taking all this money. So are much of us. Rav Ruben came to Riverdale. Yep. Maybe money for the city. Guess who sat next to him at the table? Unmentioned person. They even asked him, what did I hear in your name? That the two guest laws okay? Aren't you afraid of the guest who's not performing? To rip off $1 million because of the, and that's what I did to get. That's me, you're right. Body said to me, the law has two parts. One part is use of assets. The other part is we call maintenance. The Ruben said, I'm under the mixed up. Distribution of assets, the law to do with deals, no good. Maintenance, it's okay. Saying that no bed is going to give every bed is a bucky in Hilchus onus. They're going to know.
Call that group.
Group. Case. He's the one who retorted. He's the one who retorted. Because of it. And he didn't want to give out the stories because it was fatal to this. He finally gave it out because they knew it was the opposite case. That he was trying to make money from her, not the other way around. But for that convention, it made it very more detail. The Ramos and Sala, who will call Makov, the last two lines, the Ika Plukta in Kofanolo, Afagabe in Kofanagare, he called them from Kofanol to Lisa and Akshuba Miyad. Again, in the vision, did not know this way. So if I could suggest a new trick to take Sami Guna, make a huge tuba. And in any case in which the guy has to give the get, he can't force him to give the get. We can force him to give $1 million with this stupid. And that's not called enough snap, that's not called anything. That's a different story. You're gonna get as big a stupid as you want. And once he's the best possible Kyle Lagaris, it won't work in every case. It looks like okay for Kyle Lagaris, we'll have to give the $2 million with stupid. I guess no redder will be a problem. You have to come out of finesse of a redder problem. Well, see the story. You would vote on the stuff they get to get right away, or she said, you don't give me $1 million. Well, what do I take my chances away? I'll give you back a half a million.
So then he can't get out of it then?
Only Moretta can get out of it, so that's the problem. But that's the question, whether it's the best or the star, which is Moretta or not.
Even
the best is the top of Kyle Lagaris, you know what this is. We're both going to stop here. Tomorrow we'll start dealing with it earlier, because if you're ever going, I'm not going to begin today's time. Have you begun yet about that same time ago?
Yeah.
Now you're ahead of me. Found out that the July and paper was we just told it about, guess what the title of the region was. And guess what was used to announce the agreement. It's closing about today. So we may have a precedent setting test case coming up. Even these masks. You want them to marry him. Force anything. You don't want it, don't marry me. I don't want it. So it's going to be a very, that's a new development that I found out that it was used in the case. And apparently the Dayanim are aware of it and they may have to contend with it. And it's going to be an interesting development.
So it's being contended now that is considered
America? No, we're not that far yet.
How far is the
case is coming along. I'm not sure exactly what's happening. I'm just taking it from one side. But just be aware of what the book is. It may come to the fore in that case. Yes?
Can we just go over why, I don't know.
Which one?
I mean, the Rambam that...
whatever person is required to give a get.
Yeah.
Let me get the same room with them. But that's the condition that he wants.
Right.
You're right. Also the Shamesh, you can't have Tashmish and Misa if someone else is in the room. This is more of the Tashmish. This is the Mela. Paul can also the Holy. From the Mela, Ada gave us time to himself. Kevin should you love Paul should watch it over the Gavis. Not a fault, he's the right to demand the book. The Apostle of Fon and Lodora, you know? Is established in the level of the good of the master of there. If they're not living in the same house, maybe not obligated. We call up on the Akash and Mukemet, not Moshe, and we know the Lapere, it's the Kaiver and Zonazel, the Logari, the Gureshet, the Ena, the Gureshet, Shem Rav Demer, the Baal, the Kaiver, the Zonazel, the Rekhash, the Tzubit, the Apsadi, Zayin, the Tzubit, the Mukemet, the Shilo, the Inazde. Very important halacha, Rav Leitman. That a woman who cannot marry because the husband is a brand new obligation of support, not the regular support, because it's something with aggression. Maybe it's their ultimate avail of a raya. But the normal people is on the start when it's bad in their marriage, no longer exists, no longer in their right, but it's only stuff. But the new obligation is set in for the wife, the multi. Agita Gabe, a brand new obligation, and it applies one of our most units counted in two different houses. Mamela. This is a new obligation. One might argue it's also a Moretta. He can't part of the Moretta. It's a new halacha by Gita Gabe. So I said, I go on the step from Moretta. That explains Reb Reuven to me. But Reb Reuven said that if his mother Mishnah, how can it be the wife that the get law is good as far as wife is concerned? Come on. As far as wife, maintenance, I didn't use them already. But the answer, I assume, is there's a detail to be discussed here. That since we're merged all this new key based on Rashi's time design and Sukkot, look it up. That's by Gita Gabe, there exists a brand new key of the Sukkot. And therefore, there's no turmeric. And Reuven didn't spell it out, so even maybe that's what he meant. So they got their order to, if they have. But you just go to Reuven and ask him, what does he mean? Well, what about my show? Well, Reuven, this explains to me the Reuven story. Yes or no? That's another question.
Okay, okay.
That's already a direct the detail. But all right, assuming the man is that some of them are reasonable, it's a subject. Yes. Rashi, Sulvan, take a look. Sadi Zion. Rashi says, by the Gureshet, it's right before the mission, number day. The Gureshet, the end of the Gureshet, is tied to the Madonna. Why? Said Rashi, Kidder Abzera. I'm a Baal Achayim, I'm a Seb Achayim. Which is a little Kevet, the Shilo Li Nase. That's the Rashi. Kidder Abzera. Sadi Zion, the Abel Yachad Yisalo, the Dilma Gerish and Habu, Vela Mazonis, and the Spekel of Afkinah Mamoda. Hey! If Spekel of Afkinah Mamoda, how can you demand the maintenance? Maybe you demand the Gureshet. Even if she clappish Maya, even if the Lord of Rav Zolos is the Gureshet, but in this world she can't remarry. It's called Mulkevet in Asin Akhmaso. There was a brand new Chil by Gita Gabay, and it applies no matter what. The reverse of it is the Rashi Sadi Zion. This case would apply to, so presumably every case of the get law, he hopes, so we'll discuss our three in the Shiva. I think it's here. I'll show it to you. There's still some nuances to be worked out in fine print. But at least in some cases, we can rationalize the new get law as far as the what's concerned as far as the
maintenance.
What do you do, though, with the. With what? Who? Heckle distribution. So I have a theory. I have a theory, so when I got the problem, looked at the silver, looked on the diet, I suddenly, a blitz hit me. And I have it in my bones, I think I'm right. But I can't prove it in any which way. It ended up that when I went to Rabbi Yosef, I told him, he has a Shabbos. What is the most of Rabbi Efrati? And Rabbi Efrati. Rabbi Efrati learned to carry the armor. He is my brother's Tabruz. He knows me to my brother. And he's but Rabbi Yosef's right hand man. Rabbi Yosef's from Burke. That's the way to be able to try to manage the situation. Okay, we'll try. Rabbi Osai. So today is this patch up, some random notes, not totally random, but sort of notes, I should say, about a soup. Okay. First of all, I want you to know that you've been at weddings, you hear a standard form for a soup. Everything's exactly the same. We mentioned yesterday, one of our Rabbanu Yishalayim suggested that we raise dramatically the amount of the ksubah. It certainly would kick up a big storm because this is a traditional announcement in America for so many years, which is standard. Where does the category of standard come from? Bottom of those standards. They put in. Not getting to the bottom of it.